Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between an employer from the Wild Dune Spa and Resort and an applicant. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, is this John Murphy?
Hi, yes it is.
Hi John, this is Ed Heisenberg from the Wild Dune Spa and Resort, calling about your application for our lifeguard position. Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yes, absolutely.
The employer says that he is calling about the application for their lifeguard position. So, lifeguard has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, is this John Murphy?
Hi, yes it is.
Hi John, this is Ed Heisenberg from the Wild Dune Spa and Resort, calling about your application for our lifeguard position. Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yes, absolutely.
Great, could you give me your address?
Sure. My address is 45 Elsinore Court.
I'm sorry, was that Eleanor? Could you spell that for me?
Sure, it's Elsinore. E-L-S-I-N-O-R-E.
Okay, thanks. And is this the number we should reach you at in the future? 09985767?
No, that's my home phone. But let me give you my mobile number instead. 077-896-245. Call me on that one.
OK, I'll make a note of that. Could you tell me your availability?
Sure. I'm usually available during afternoons or weekends. I'd prefer not to be scheduled on weeknights because I work part-time as a waiter.
Problem, since we don't stay open very late anyway. And do you have any other employment experience?
Yes, I've worked at a few other places. I was the baseball coach at Richmond High School last season.
I see. And do you have any other experience that you would like us to note on your application?
Yes. Last year I worked at the beach as a rescue diver.
Rescue diver? That sounds intense.
Well, it's really just like being a lifeguard, except in the ocean instead of pool. So, kind of like being a lifeguard at the world's largest pool.
I see.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
So could you tell me about the relevant skills you have? I'm guessing a lot given your experience.
I'm CPR certified and have 2 years of diving experience.
Great, it sounds like you are well qualified for this position. When does your CPR certification expire?
I think in November, but let me quickly check my CPR card. Actually, it expires in October.
Okay, so regardless, you have it through the end of the summer. When is your ideal time to work?
Since I work in the restaurant on weeknights, I like weekends best, specifically Saturday mornings.
I see. We do already have a lot of staff available on Saturdays, but I do need an early morning shift lifeguard. How early could you work Saturday morning?
I can get there by 6 o'clock if need be.
You'll be happy to know we open a little later than that, but I'll put you down for Saturday mornings here.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait to get started.
How about you come in next Saturday, the 12th?
That sounds good.
Great. We can figure out other shifts for you. you to work when you come in then. One last thing, just out of curiosity, where did you hear about us?
I heard your ad on the radio while I was driving this morning.
You know, I think you're the first person who has responded to our radio ads. It's almost always people who have seen us in the newspaper.
Yeah, I don't have time to read through the newspaper every morning. I have plenty of time in the car to listen to radio ads.
That makes sense. Well, thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the 12th.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.